Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, which is a service of the award-winning CUTV News. Good to have you with us today. We're going to be talking about health and wellness and nutrition and family and friend relationships. It really is a complete ball of wax with a very special guest, Denise Tadeo, founder of the Glitter Cookie LLC, which is an integrative health coaching practice offering a uniquely structured health coaching and wellness counseling program that is individualized for each and every client, customized for each and every client, which is terrific. Denise empowers her clients to take responsibility for their own health and well-being by encouraging them to implement and sustain lifestyle and behavioral changes that will actually contribute to the achievement of their personal wellness goals. And it's very, very important. She says it's about staying healthy and out of the doctor's offices and away from the junk that is overprescribed. We are living in an overprescribed society. Denise and I were just talking about that moments ago before we went live on air. You have to really look at your career, spirituality, relationships, and most importantly, your relationship with yourself. That's why they're called integrative health coaches. Denise is trained really not only in dietary theory, but also works with bioindividuality and caters really wellness coaching to each specific person's body type, blood type, and their overall organic body. She'll explain what all that means as our discussion begins. With a background in neuropsychology, Denise helps people in a more natural and healthy way through her unique six-month health coaching and wellness program. Denise develops a program tailored specifically to you that includes nutrition, exercise, spiritual counseling, family and relationship issues. She says the biggest relationship that you have is with yourself, and that's why she wants to get people to realize you need to be comfortable with yourself first. Otherwise, people won't be comfortable around you, and they can tell when you are comfortable and when you're not. The website for her company, the Glitter Cookie LLC, is www.theglittercookie.com. We'll mention that a couple more times during the course of the broadcast, but let's welcome our very special guest to the show, integrative health expert and coach, Denise Tadeo. Denise, thank you so very much for joining us on the show today. It's an honor and a pleasure. Welcome.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me.
So there's lots to talk about. I am sure that with this type of topic, you are extraordinarily busy.
Yes.
People are trying to figure out ways to be healthy, and they're wondering, you know, why they're on all these different medications. And
mm-hmm.
But first, I'd like to learn about you. What inspired you? What was it about this line of work, health, wellness, nutrition, coaching, mentoring people, counseling people, that inspired and encouraged you to do and get into this work and pursue this passion you have?
Well, it started right out of graduate school when I worked at the Kessler Institute. I worked with a variety of people that had sustained brain injuries. And I always loved nutrition. I studied it undergrad a little bit, took some courses, and I ran some groups at the Kessler Institute and saw people that had strokes, that had high cholesterol, make huge changes just from diet, exercise, lifestyle alone. And unfortunately, they didn't make those changes prior to the stroke, but I saw wonderful changes in people, and I said, there has to be a better way. I mean, some people, yes, they will need their medication, obviously, but there's a lot of people, if they make those changes, they can move forward and progress. So I just saw this as a huge need from the beginning, and then also working with the mental health people in the field here in New Jersey, being totally over-prescribed, over-medicated, wrecking the gut health, which is so important to our brain. We now know everything is connected, the thyroid, the hypothalamus, the pituitary gland. If your health gut is not where it needs to be, this is, you're going to continue to have problems. So it really is important to learn what to eat, not what to eat, and that's going to be different for everybody. So that inspired me, and just trying to help people in general have a happy life, a happy, healthy life, and not have to rely on 13 bottles of pills in front of them every day. That's very depressing, and there's side effects that are very debilitating, and let's try another route. Let's see what we can do. So that's what led me to where I am today.
Well, we are in an overprescribed society, aren't we? And
absolutely.
Like you said, all these different pills, medications, we're treating the symptom rather than the actual underlying issue, which
yes.
is a real problem, right?
Yes, that is the biggest problem. Doctors are not going, they're not digging deep enough. We need to find out why people have high blood pressure, why their cholesterol is sky high. I mean, there are genetic factors. I understand that. That's huge, believe me. But we live in a country where there's a lot of processed foods, and we're stressed out and we're overworked. I know that. And people have gotten away from buying whole foods and actually trying to cook, and that's not good. You know, we need to learn to eat like our grandparents, to be honest with you. We need to go back to like the 30s and the 40s when people, and maybe the 50s, where actually you made your own food. That's so important, so important. And there's so many food allergens, too.
Yeah, there seems to be an undercurrent of people that are desirous, too, of wanting to go back to the garden and the organic and farm-to-table. And you're
right.
Noticing that, I'm sure, too. People are searching for ways to do it. But we live such busy lives, like you said, and we're running
right.
around, and we're relying on all this technology. I mean, all we have to do is press a button to do things that we used to physically do.
Scary.
And, you know, that's convenient to do that, but we don't even get off the couch to change the channel. Everything is, you know, done for us. So
right.
this is something that's been a passion of yours, and have you experienced this in your own life with family, friends, people that you've seen through the years who haven't always had the best of health due to choices, and then they end up on medications that then have sometimes not so good side effects too, which people don't realize. You're treating one thing, but then you got four other things that pop up from the pill.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right in my own family, we do not have a history of heart disease. People are on statins, and this has been a problem with muscle weakness, pains, difficulty walking. I've had people that I've known that had chronic pain that took opioids, which is a huge issue in our country right now. I'm sure you know that. And it's destroyed their lives. It really has. And then I was very sick 5 years ago. I came down with a resistant form of pneumonia that almost killed me and a double ear infection, and the doctor gave me an antibiotic, which we know are way overprescribed in our society, way overprescribed. But I was very sick, so obviously I needed something. And I had something what you call systemic shock. You know, in other words, the organs shut down. When I took the medication, my body said, ooh, what's this? Systemic anaphylaxis is the real difficult word. And my liver shut down.
You always think of, an anaphylactic reaction.
Yep.
You're always thinking of when somebody, you know, gets stung by
a
bee,
or
they can't breathe, and it's urgent.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happened to my organs. My liver shut down, my kidneys. I was put into a medically induced coma, and they thought I was going to die. So I came out of that in about a week, and I was in diapers,
that was the
in a wheelchair.
From the antibiotic?
Yes. Yes. I'm one of those people, I cannot take antibiotics, which is kind of scary. You know, I can't really.
They went past something similar happened to my father, not as in depth, but it was a sort of a code blue thing once when he was in for minor surgery. It was a minor leg surgery, and they gave penicillin, but they gave a different derivative that wasn't necessarily described as such. And he and his sister have always had his sister had a significant allergy to the cillins, the penicillin, and it did the same thing to him in that sort of situation of the code blue and Everything worked out, but it was dicey at that moment, and it's not because of the surgery. It's because of the
medication,
the penicillin or whatever that was given after. And so it is scary stuff. So you've created the glitter cooking. Now, I have to tell you, and anybody else that's listening to this show, Denise, hearing the glitter cookie,
it makes you giggle.
Of course, you're thinking chocolate chip and oatmeal and, ooh, we're going to go to Denise's house and she's going to bake cookies for us. And, you know, I love cookies myself. However, it's not a name you would necessarily really at all associate with a health coaching practice. So how did you decide on the glitter cookie? It certainly does catch you and draw you in, but then take it from there.
Yeah, thanks for asking that. Yes, I will admit there's nothing wrong with chocolate chips and oatmeal. There's healthy versions, and I will cook for you if you come over.
Moderation, right? It's always moderation.
Yes, I'll bake for you. I'll bake for you. But
no matter what they
all,
say, you can never get a word from moderation. That moderate word will
always moderation is important.
Us. Moderation.
Yeah, you don't want to have a miserable life, you know. But cookie is my nickname. And that's
okay.
I'm originally from North Newark, New Jersey, and that's a real old term that Italians use. I'm an American Italian. Columbus Day was
cookie.
Yesterday.
Oh, cookie.
Cookie.
Yeah.
Hey, cookie, how you doing? So cookie was always my name.
If they didn't say
my
kiddo,
nickname.
They would say cookie. Right?
Cookie, that's a cute girl. It's a
exactly.
cute Italian girl. And then glitter, which is I'm very feminine and I'm all into like the, you know, pretty things that shine. But glitter, the actual term, means light, truth, and sincerity. So I put the two together. And, you know, where I went to school, which I loved, Integrative Institute for Nutrition out of Manhattan, they tell you, look, when you come up with your business name, come up with something that, number one, is catchy and cute, and two, that has meaning for you. I mean, I know health coaches that have funny names for their businesses, too, but that's what makes you go, stop and go, what is that? What is that? You know, if you saw Denise's health coaching, that's kind of boring. But, I mean, it's cute and it's pretty. And if you saw my business cards, my logos, I have a butterfly coming out of the hand. It's all about, you know, change, life, movement, flow, sincerity, being true to yourself. And when you're true to yourself, everything, the universe opens up for you. And that's where a lot of that came from. And I also loved Cookie Monster as a kid. Gotta love Cookie Monster.
Oh, boy, I was going to say if there was ever – I've had a long association with PBS and with all those kids' shows and more. So if
Cookie Monster.
There was ever a character that I would easily be, it would be Cookie Monster, absolutely.
I still laugh at like a kid when I see him. I do. Hysterical.
Yes, but you noticed on the later episodes, they've given him salads, too, now. He doesn't just eat cookies.
Oh,
he does salads now, too. They've had him eat a healthier, you know. So,
the broccoli
so
I saw.
I know. That's it.
Well,
so you're a health
okay.
coach and wellness counselor.
Yes, sir.
Was
I'm
all of this
degree.
Seeing this as well within your background, seeing people around you throughout your life also part of the decision to get into becoming an integrative health coach and wellness counselor? Was that all part of it as well?
Absolutely, from the clients and patients I had for years to family and friends, and obviously myself, I suffer from chronic pain and had to learn how to deal with my life quite differently from maybe the way I was 20 years ago. This is the way to go, to take responsibility for yourself every day. Every day is a new day. You get up and say, okay, here's what I can do today. And that's what's important. And time management is very big part of that. That's why when I hear my clients say, I don't have time to make, a soup. It takes me 20 minutes to make a soup on a Saturday. What's more important? And, you know, again, look at your time. It really is, to me, you get up every day and it's beautiful outside. And I love animals. I have many, many pets. And I have huge trees out in my backyard, and I'm looking at them right now as we speak. And that's what life is all about, taking a walk outdoors, breathing in the fresh air. And you want to be able to do that. That's important. I see people slowly harming themselves. And I'm not saying you can't go out and have a good time. You know, I'm not saying be a stick in the mud. But when you're smoking 25 cigarettes a day and drinking 25 diet sodas, you may want to look at that. Look at that, because you're 25 now, and you may not be affecting, but by the time you turn 40, Bingo. You're going to have a problem.
Exactly.
You might be able to take that walk.
The bread and the sugar and all the things that, you know, fat. Fat has been deemed the villain, but then they replaced it all with sugar, and now they're realizing sugar is even worse. So there's so many different things. And if people are so busy, they don't have time to really look at the labels like they should, and there's different wordings for ingredients that, you know, mask sugar and mask other things.
Right.
And people, and all of this is in our foods, and we don't even realize it. But, you know, I think it's really useful, Denise, that you have this personal and professional understanding also of mental health, because changing
Absolutely.
Our health for the better requires a complete change in our mentality. They even say,
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, at the time of this broadcast, today has been designated World Mental Health Day. So it's so
mm-hmm.
perfect we're actually doing this show today on Tuesday,
right.
the 10th of October. But our mentality, you know, as it pertains to the foods we eat and the exercise habits we form, really requires this complete change. This is where Denise Tadeo and the Glitter Cookie can come in and help, right? Tell us about some of the process, how you can help, your program. I know it's a six-month program.
Mm-hmm.
How does it, somebody's listening to our show right now, and they're saying, okay, this sounds exciting. I want to get healthy. I've tried a million things. Diets fail, 99% of them. Denise, help me. What do I need to do next?
Well, typically when a client contacts me, it's about an hour and a half, health history. And I send them the forms, too, so they have the information in front of them. And it goes into their background, their history. I need to know their ethnicity, their blood type, their bone structure. Body type has a lot to do with how you metabolize food. And then we get into taking a look at where you came from. Family history is important, genetics. And where you're at now, how are you eating? And as you mentioned before about reading labels, if people ate what you call more whole foods, and I don't mean the store, there's no label on a carrot. There's no label on a potato or a banana. So if people just incorporate basics to start with, you're on the right road. You're on the right road, and it doesn't take that long. So I try to get people on a good, overhaul of what they're eating. Go through your pantry, go through your cabinets, and then give them a list based on their goals and their genetics and their health problems, and slowly integrate different foods, different ways of cooking. Yes, Saturdays and Sundays you're going to have to cook. Sorry. And, you know, slowly integrate.
You should make those family days anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, Sunday was, you know, big day to make your sauce and your meatballs and have people over.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful thing, you know, it's
yeah.
beautiful. And that's what you call secondary food is what you put in your mouth, which is important, mm-hmm. but primary food is even more important. That's your life. So that's also getting yourself
yeah.
on some sort of exercise regime, which is going to be different for everybody. And then also spirituality, taking a look at your career. Are you happy? Looking at your environment. Are you happy where you live? The house. How does your house look? Is it cluttered? Is it a mess? Are you pulling your hair out every day when your kids come home? Things like that, you know, your finances, are you over your head? I mean, stress is the number one killer in this country. We know that. So getting people to acknowledge what's stressing them out and dealing with it, too, is huge. And that's hard because people don't want to have the awareness. They block it. There's resistance. That's where my mental health counseling comes in. You know, there's a lot of resistance. And then also learning to say no to people. I think we also
mm-hmm.
overextend. And that's not good.
Right.
So people,
we
need to just relax.
Yeah.
Relax, meditate, breathe, for God's sakes, you know?
So this is an actual six-month program, right? Is there any prerequisite, anything that they need to do to prep for this? How does the program work even more in more detail?
Well, there's no prep work. You call me, we talk. I think that's important, getting to know each other. Send out the health forms, like I mentioned. And then really think about it. It is a commitment, 6 months. I mean, I do offer sometimes 3 months programs, but let's be honest. To see real change, you really need to do the 6 months. And I try to work with people with that financially. I get it because insurance doesn't cover this. Believe me, I get it. But people have to be willing to do the work. This is not just counseling that's covered by your HMO, where you go in and cry, they offer you a tissue box, you walk out the door, and nothing changes. I'm going to hold you accountable. And that's what that's why coaching's a little tough. People are like, ooh, and when I tell people what I did, they're like, well, what if someone's not ready? I said, well, then they're not ready. That's okay. Come to me when you're ready, when you're hitting the brick wall, and I can't do this anymore, and someone needs to say to you, knock it off, come on, let's go, kind of like a football coach. Hey, you went the wrong way. You ran left instead of right.
That's right.
You know, we're not going to beat your head in, but this is life, and you need to be held accountable. And that's why coaching is different than mental health counseling. I'm not going to sit there and watch you cry. I'll listen to you for 10 minutes, okay, get it out, and okay, let's move on. Let's move on, because there's such a big, you know, I'm not here to listen to you whine. I'm honest.
You know, you can share and you can let them vent, but it's good to allow that to happen, but then steps have to be made so
absolutely.
They don't continue crying the rest of their life. Right, exactly.
Yes.
So I mean, obviously you bring a lot of information, education, experience to your clients. How do you actually inspire them? Some of them, I'm sure, when they come in, some may even come in with depression, anxiety, OCD, losses.
Yes.
Sometimes some of the habits that we form are a result of things in our lives that have happened around us, loss of a loved one, loss of a job, loss of physicality, self-worth. I mean, we're like dartboards with darts coming at us every day of our lives. So
absolutely.
How do you inspire people day to day as you do, Denise?
Well, number one, I tell them things will get better. It's the truth. I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's the truth. I've lost people in my family and other friends, you know, people that are very close to me, you know, suicide, horrible things. So as bad as that is, it will get better. But the number one thing you have to keep in your mind, so what I tell my clients, you run the show. Every day you get up, you run the show, not me, not your mother or father, not a higher power, you run the show. So you have to empower. That's how I empower people, inspire them. You run the show. Make a list of things that you want to do the night before. Like, set yourself up the night before. I'm big on time management and journaling and keeping like a daily, weekly reminder, so to speak, calendar type things. And you run the show. You get up. You do what you have to do, whatever that is. It's going to be different to each person. And you move forward. And I teach them strategies to get them through that bump. I mean, let's face it, if they're at work, for example, and they're having a moment, which we've all been there, you can't pick up the phone and call me. You can't, you know, You sit at your desk, wherever you're at, and you just breathe. I mean, I've had panic attacks. I lectured for 14 years. And there's been times I've looked out at 40 people and, and I just breathe and say, you're going to be okay. In my mind, you're okay. And maybe I make a little joke. And I tell my patients, well, clients, I should say, use humor.
Yeah.
Humor's good. You know, laugh at yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If you drop something in the kitchen, laugh. You know, you forgot to mail this, laugh. It's okay. It's okay. I try to inspire them that it's really not that bad. And stop beating yourself up. We're real go-getters, Americans. We overwork ourselves. I believe that. You know what? If you didn't get to that load of laundry tonight, then you do it tomorrow, and that's okay. Yeah. Don't stress yourself out. Just
pressures.
Pay your bill. Yeah, yeah. Just pay your bills on time.
Yeah,
we have
the pressure.
Do that.
Now
yeah,
we have
take the pressure off yourself.
Now we have the pressures of social media and all the things we're supposed to, quote unquote, be doing and living up to,
don't even get me started with
everybody
that.
Everybody else's stuff. Yeah, that's brought on a whole other realm for you, hasn't it?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, someone said to me, are you on Yelp? And I said, well, I'm a therapist by trade. Now I'm a coach. I said, you can't be on Yelp. But is someone going to break confidentiality and go on Yelp and say, Denise was a terrible coach or she was great? No, I said, that doesn't work for my field. But number one, really, is this what we need? I need to look at a restaurant on Yelp before I go out? Come on, really? I can figure it out on my own.
My name is... My name is Denise Tadeo. I don't deal in Yelp. I deal in help.
There you go. I like that. But really,
write
I go
down.
On Facebook.
Put it on the back of your car.
Put it on the back of my car, yeah. But, I mean, I'm
That's
on
it.
Facebook. I'm on social media. But
yeah.
I do it sparingly to keep in touch with
it's
people.
Too old.
Obviously,
so
a little
then,
marketing and, you know, it's part of life.
Like
but
it's getting it all out there. So awareness as a part of this seems
huge.
To be fundamental. Getting people to be aware of their patterns.
Absolutely.
So that's part one. And then part two, tell us about some of the ways that your background as a mental health professional help you as a coach. You can interweave all of it
right.
together.
That's a great question. And it, to me, it's the perfect combination because between my education and training, I understand all the, you know, many of the disorders and the personality types and the personality disorders and resistances and defenses, which helps me to work with people, whether I need to back off. I know who I need to back off of, or push forward, you know, not coddle so much. Or, I can identify if someone is a little sociopathic off the bat. So I know how to deal with these people. Or obviously the biggies, someone calls me with a full-blown eating disorder. Okay, that's if you're not in mental health treatment on top of that, you know, I can't work with you because you need to have both. That's a very serious, you know, situation, anorexia, bulimia, chronic dieters, chronic overeating. So all of that helps me to work with the average person because we all bring our baggage to the sessions. And it may be something that's diagnosable. It may not be something that's diagnosable. But at least I can spot it, and I know how to work with it. So to me, getting the coaching piece with the health piece on top of it to help individuals was perfect. It was just like peanut butter and jelly. It was peanut butter and jelly
right,
to
exactly.
me.
Yeah, absolutely. Or maybe even Fluffernutter for a splurge.
Remember the old Fluffernutter if you want to splurge. There you go.
Boy, oh boy. But this is incredible, and I know we could go on about tremendous success stories that you've had. We've got about, we've only got about 2.5 minutes. Could you believe that this has gone by this quickly, Denise? I hope we get a chance to chat some more, maybe share
Absolutely.
Some success stories,
I would love to.
Maybe some of your clients, testimonials, things of that nature, because the work you're doing is so, so important, and I'm very in tune with
thank
it,
you.
I understand it. Definitely applaud this work. Hopefully we'll get a chance to meet as well. I want to let folks know that they can go to your website to learn more about the program, about you and your incredible background, and how to make that initial step and that initial connection. You're a good listener. You're empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it like it is, but you care, and that's what people need to know, and that's so important.
Absolutely.
You're there to guide them. You're there to guide them, not to hold their hand, but give them the support they need so they can do these things when Denise
Absolutely.
Isn't in the room with them. And that's important. It's not to tell them, you know, I'm going to hold your hand 24/7.
No, I don't
maybe
enable.
You do a little of that in the beginning, but you get that you get them comfortable, and they go from there. The website is theglitter, G-L-I-T-T-E-R, cookie.com. Again, theglittercookie.com. Denise Tadeo, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Amazing work
thank
that
you,
you're
Jim.
Doing. We applaud you. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I sure did. We learned a lot.
Absolutely.
We learned a lot, and we appreciate you for your time and your efforts, and we hope to chat with you again real soon. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You are very welcome. Take care now. Our very special guest, Denise Tadeo, again, of the Glitter Cookie. She is the integrative health coaching expert. Check her out at theglittercookie.com. My name is Jim Masters, your host, and for all of us here on CU TV News Radio, the entire team, we thank you for listening to this episode. Don't forget to find our episodes on our website, as well as on iTunes and on Stitcher. For the entire team here, Jim Masters once again thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, have a great day from all of us at CU TV News Radio.